Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
You know, it's dangerous to go fishing and have no reel and rod. It's dangerous to go hunting and have no ammunition. And it's dangerous to be called of God and have no fresh word for His people. Sometimes I really, really enter into the singing aspect of worship. But when that song came up, I just stood there because I want to tell you what's happened this week that should help all of us immensely. So I'm working right along with everything concerning the miracles of Jesus, because that's what we're on in this house. And He just pulls me to the side this week and instructs me that today I am to preach on the rock. Because people are moved by signs, wonders, and miracles. Moved in and then moved out. Oh, I know. But I'll never forget when Winston Churchill, before he passed, he set up how the funeral would go in London. And one of the hymns, because I got to listen to it, it was on the radio in our country, one of the hymns that was played at his celebration service was the Rock of Ages. I want you to hear God's word this morning so that you will not be able to do what I have done in years past. When you don't get the sign and you don't get the miracle and you don't get the wonder that you wanted when you wanted it, you don't start shaking your finger at God. Because He's a rock and we're not. Now, let me explain to you what I mean so that you understand, because we are in ministry about miracle signs and wonders. But I want you to know, after all these years of living for Christ, things don't always go the way you want it to go. Because we love to be able to show people we're in charge. We're not. He is. He's the rock and we're not. So let me break some things down here this morning that I think is really important for us to understand. And you're going to see some things from Scripture this morning. And so if you didn't get that opening statement, you should know I'm loaded today. I am loaded with information about the rock, Christ Jesus. We are being disillusioned by our world. And everything out there is an illusion. It really is. For example, let me explain to you this way. Last night was the supposedly junior-senior prom for Chiefland High School. And everybody looked their best. But that's only temporary. We should be our best every day. Not just when people are taking selfies or taking pictures. But people who were all into that last night, where will they be a week from now? Where will they be 2 weeks from now? Where will they be 2 months from now? Where will they be 2 years from now? We are easily moved and deceived as people. That's why we're referred to in the Bible as sheep. And so if you really think about a rock, it's not something that you're going to stand and take pictures of. I mean, if you've seen a rock, you've seen a rock. Why would you want to continue to look at a rock? But in the world in which we're living, we need the Rock of Ages. We need Jesus Christ as a sure foundation. We're going to take the word rock in just a few moments and we're going to break it down so we can see from God's word how powerful it is to know the rock. You know, the rock was here before America. The rock was here before anything else that we can even think about. You can go back into the old covenant and the rock was very critical to Israel. The rock then came into the new covenant, and there was a decision that Jesus said everybody gets to make. Isn't it great to be a free moral agent? You can choose to build your life on the rock, Jesus Christ, or you can build it, he called it sand, but I call it the illusions of your world. And you can even put on religious garments. But that doesn't mean that that person is rock solid. You want to be around, your inner circle should be people who are rock solid, storm tested, have seen the highs and the lows, and are not swayed by either. When we read it from the Message Bible, the translation says that tornadoes will come. Jesus called them storms. So here's what's beautiful this morning. Everybody in this house will go through storms this year. And if you're anchored to the rock, you're going to be just fine. If everything in your world is just a religious moment or it's a prom moment, I don't know. Because I don't know if you're living in an illusion. I don't know if you're building on the sands of the time. Or if you are rock solid and anchored to the rock. I'm not free this morning to be able, when I say that, you got to connect it to what I'm about to tell you. I am not free to tell you everything that's going on in our county right now. But let me tell you something. Everything you see, don't believe it. Bob Gass said this week in one of his devotionals, it was incredible. It was just magnificent. Listen, it's imperative that we are people who are trustworthy. But trustworthy people don't spin it, they tell you the truth. I wished I could have had the information I have today back when I was Joshua's age. I would have played the game of life a lot different. You know, it's awesome to be able to dress up, and we don't necessarily call that as an importance here in the house. I know religious people believe that you should. But you can come as you are. But behind all of the garments and behind all of the dress and behind all of what was going on yesterday, what really counts is what's on the inside. Dr. Kendrick Scott wrote a book. You ought to get a copy. It's all inside. I mean, you can dress it all up and you can spin it and you can tell people what they want to hear, but that doesn't mean it's connected to the rock. Jesus told people what they needed to know, not what they wanted to hear. So if you're going to be rock solid, prepare for persecution. Prepare for people to say all kinds of things about you. But remember this, you are not sand material. You are rock solid. This morning, for just a few moments, I just want to share with you the importance of having an anchor that is connected to the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. Because I've seen people get all fired up and all jacked up when they think their prayers are going to go this way and then they go south. Let me give you an example so you understand that I'm giving you information. Remember, Almond was here Wednesday night. You need important information so you can make critical decisions. Just because you have a solid prayer life, that doesn't mean God's going to always answer it the way you said it. It's going to be the way He planned it. And His plan was in place before you and I arrived. It's called the sovereignty of God. So get off the throne. That was some deep theology right there. God's plan for your life was in place before you arrived. Now it's a matter of, will I yield and surrender to the will of God? Or do I have my own illusions that I'm going to carry out and I will pull others in so they will become disillusioned? Come on, church. This is not so deep that you cannot think. I want you to think. And part of the age of darkness is to deceive people. But Jesus was always the spotlight for people. And he told people the truth. Come on, church. So this morning we're going to look at the Rock of Ages so that you understand, as we're going through the series on miracles, signs, and wonders, you won't get upset when it doesn't happen the way that you wanted it. Let me think about this for a second. Oh, yes, Marcia, my sister. I remember praying and fasting with others, praying and fasting with others, praying and fasting with others, that God would break every chain and break everything in her life and that Marcia would live and not die. Guess what? She did just the opposite. She went home to be with the Lord. Now, you can start stinking if you want to. You can have a bad attitude about it if you want to. But God's plan overrides our prayers. Especially when he's the rock and we're not. So there's no need to pick up pebbles and throw them at the rock, because they may come back. He was called an offense many times, he being Jesus. You ought to look at the word rock in Scripture and see the power and the impact that's behind the word rock. You want to be around rock solid people. Anybody can be good on Friday night or a Saturday night and put on the Ritz. What I want to know, can you do it for years and years and years and years? Can you do it? Not unless you're connected to the Rock of Ages. Not unless you know that rock, Jesus Christ, personally and intimately. So I went up again and I said, all right, round two. The youngest in the family, now Stephen's in trouble. Lord, I'm asking, and right away I was just overwhelmed with, it didn't work for Marcia, don't even pray. See how cynical we become when we don't get our way? Sometimes that's the way we show that we're really God, not he, in our own lives. So I began praying for Stephen and interceding and praying and fasting and asking others to pray that God would bring Stephen through, and guess what? That prayer went south in my mind. Stephen went home to be with the Lord. Look, what do you do when you have unanswered prayers the way you prayed? See, they're really not unanswered. They just didn't script the way you had script. Are you rock solid this morning? You're living in a society that deserves to be not trustworthy because we've not been truthful. No wonder people prefer not to be around Christians, because we always hem-haw. We always go around it rather than just go straight to it. Come on now. I remember a few times, and we're going to get right here to the word in just a moment, a few times because of weather and a few other issues that were going on in various airports, we had to circle. There's nothing worse than to be in a plane circling, waiting to finally land. Hello? What's that got to do with? There's nothing worse than to be around people that will not give the arrow, take it, and shoot it straight to the mark, and they're all around it. And then you want me to trust that information? Come on, church. That's how disillusioned we are in our society. People are asking us to trust them, but they won't even tell you the truth. It's time for us to do exactly what Allman said. It's time for us to begin to really, truly evaluate. What am I hearing? Is it really the truth? This morning you're hearing the truth. Jesus Christ is the Rock of Ages. We have seen prayers answered. We've seen miracles. We have seen signs and wonders, and I've shared some of those. But I want you to know you're going to have a combination in the journey of life. And it may not have anything to do with the fact that you didn't pray it right or you're not living right at that moment, but God has a better plan, a bigger plan. So then a lot of times people will go, well, if signs, wonders, and miracles are something that's kind of iffy, never said that, I won't even believe God for that. That's unbelief. So I'm standing outside this morning, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on in our world. Not just in our society here, but in our world. And one of our family members here in the house walked up to me and handed this to me. Listen to what the scripture says. It's just amazing how cool God is. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Can't do it if you don't know the rock. And you won't do it if you don't know the rock. Come on, church. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's why a lot of people hold back, because they really don't believe God's word. Man, I'd love to be able to serve, but I'm only going to give 50%. How would you like for Jesus to have said that? Let's see, they put me on at 9. I'm supposed to stay till 3. I'm coming off that cross at noon. Let's not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, oh my goodness, at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. People that are rock solid, connected to the rock, will never give up. Thank you. That should be all the way across the house. It really should. It really, really should. So the unchanging rock of ages. So maybe you're wondering, well, so far, what is Pastor saying? I think a lot of churches don't really know the rock. And I actually texted Pastor B this week, and I asked him, hey, I'd like for us to sing The Rock Doesn't Move. In fact, we're going to close, and when we close, because then all of the energy and the anointing will have been released upon the hearers of God's word, I'm going to enter in deep, and I'm going to sing from the depths of my heart that the rock doesn't move. Like, if you're moved because 2 weeks ago the place was packed, but it's not packed today, get ready to get on a roller coaster. That's right. If last night was the highlight of your junior year, that's what I'm talking about. You are disillusioned. I mean, that was really cool when I married my bride and we left and went up to Gatlinburg and then up to the Niagara Falls, and she couldn't wait to get into Canada. She was overwhelmed. She just loved Canada. But how do I take a week and make it over 30 years? You better be anchored to the rock, because you're going to have differences in marriage. By nature, we are not compatible. I know you're thinking, oh, that's about Dennis and Robin. No, we as human beings are not compatible. We will show our differences in a heartbeat. And let it rain, too. Now, I don't mean rain as rain, but I'm talking about I'm raining on you. I'm ruling over you. Maybe that was a better word to use. If you're not anchored to the rock, anything you have could go, because you're building on the sand. So you're going to see in the days ahead signs, wonders, and miracles. But if God doesn't come through the way that you want him to, please don't get mad and walk away from God. You may never know that Jesus is all that you need until Jesus is all that you have. A great person by the name of Joyce Meyer said, this is really cool. Jesus is interested in a relationship with you, not a 45-minute date every Sunday morning. Those people do not know the rock, whoever they are, wherever they are. They do not. I want a 45-minute moment with Jesus, but then that's it. Well, keep building. Hope it doesn't rain, because that stuff's coming down. Because you're on the sand. I'm trying to encourage those who have prayed diligently, stood faithfully, and waited for God to answer specifically the way that you prayed and it didn't happen. Look up here. I'm still anchored to the rock. And one of the greatest joys you will ever experience in life is when you realize that whoever you work with, whoever you work for, or whoever you listen to in the ministry, they're not over you. His sovereignty reigns and rules in your heart and life, because he's the rock of ages. Come on, church. I'm trying to bring these things down to where you will be able to understand that when you're going through the storm, don't look to people, just keep your eyes focused on Him. This is what the Bible is talking about in Psalm 18 and verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Here's another passage of scripture in Psalm 31 and verse 2. Listen closely. Incline your ear to me, rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. I'm really praying this morning that at least one or two people will really walk out of here going, I am anchored to the rock, Christ Jesus, and it doesn't matter. It will not make a difference in my life. I am signed, sealed, and delivered to the rock of ages. Jesus Christ is everything to me. Amen. Psalm 62, verse 2 says, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. Wow. You can't play defense better than He can. He will defend you when you don't know what to do. So let's take the word rock for just a couple moments, and I want to break down some key words, and maybe you would like to take notes, or you would like to put it somewhere deep in your mind or in your heart. Listen to the rock. The rock, Christ Jesus, is your refuge. Not your job, not your retirement plan, not the government, not the former president or the current or the one that's coming. Your refuge is Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen. Okay, we are God's people, right? There should be a lot of amens in here. He is your refuge. Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. Now, when I share this illustration, because I do work on the fly, that means I'm very sensitive to the Holy Spirit so that I can bring things to our attention when He says now. So I was asked last night, hey, would you like to walk up on the bus and pray for everybody? I said, no, I'm not. That was already done. That had been covered in the morning. And I'm not a religious person to where I have to show up so I can pray so somebody recognizes me. It's what I do in my private closet that counts. But if you're a sandman, you're going to take advantage of every opportunity so the lights are, hello, on you. Come on, church. I'm talking about the rock of ages. Our children, our grandchildren, have not yet discovered the tremendous refuge that has been left in their lives because of the heritage of prayer warriors, both from Robin's life and my life. And we are a far cry from being religious because I have no desire to be religious. He is your refuge. Put your children in His care. And don't try to dominate and run and rule their lives. Just commit them to the Lord. Psalm 144 verse 2 says, My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer. I pray that over our family. I pray that over this ministry. I pray that over this religious community that we're living in. Well, I told you I won't get on the merry-go-round and just spin it so it sounds good. I'm going to give you the truth so you can trust leadership. We are wrapped up in all kinds of religious dogma in these communities here. And people will tell you what you want to hear. But I want to give to you what you need. And that is the rock of ages. Cleft that I can hide in. And that's not a figure of speech. You know, I look across the room and I see individuals that are coming through the process of celebration where a loved one has gone on to be with the Lord. And that's not easy. And many of us will go through those channels. But I am saying to you that when you are in the deepest, darkest moments of your life, you will experience the rock. You will know that He is your anchor. Let that be an encouragement to you this morning. He is your refuge. One other verse about the refuge. Jeremiah 16, 19. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day. So let me make, again, here we go again. On the fly, application moment. Bradley and Amy have two young ladies that are living in another state. But God can be their refuge when they're not right here. They can still be undercover. Oh man, if the church can't get excited, how can we sing, "The Rock Won't Move"? And so that's what we do every day. We just commit children. We commit loved ones. We commit co-laborers. We commit individuals into the care of His refuge so that He will always keep them in the cleft of the rock. Amen. It'll certainly cut back on your worrying. It'll help you to believe what Paul wrote, "Be anxious for nothing." But the rock is not only our refuge, the rock is our obedience. Listen, none of us would ever be obedient if we didn't have a role model in front of us. So God sent His Son into a life like ours so that He would be obedient to the Father, not to the laws of the land. I'm doing a big paper on Dr. Martin Luther King, and I'm falling in love with him more and more. And I said, it doesn't matter what you think. And I said, I understand the brain. I understand the mind. And I said, as I was standing right there, I said, I can't wait to meet him. I've been reading over the weekend his letter from the Birmingham jail. You ought to read it. It will inspire you how he was willing to take a stand, not just for civil rights, but for every person in all parts of this nation while pastors were attacking him. Why don't you Google that and read that this afternoon? It's easy to talk about obedience. It's not easy to walk in obedience. But you learn to trust people who are obedient to the Father because you know they're going to display obedience in front of you. A couple verses and then we're going to move right on. So Jesus Christ is the rock of obedience. If I didn't know that He had been obedient and can show it in Scripture that He was obedient, then that just gives me more reason to be disobedient. But that's my old nature, not my new nature. And so were you. Every one of us were built with disobedience in our bones. It takes the new nature to bring us to a place where we will obey. Listen closely. Philippians 2:8, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. Humble people obey God. Proud people do not. And they will give you all kind of trappings. They will give you an illusion that will appear as if they are obeying God. But humble people, where did you get that, Pastor? Well, let me read it again. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. What kept Jesus on the cross? Obedience to the Father. Listen, before he loved the nations of the world, he loved his Father. Boy, people get all on this thing about Jesus loves me. Yes, he does. But his love for his Father was even greater. And he obeyed his Father so that we might be purchased by the blood. That's good theology right there. Someone's going to probably walk out going, man, he doesn't believe Jesus loves us. Yes, he does. But what kept him on the cross was his obedience to the voice of his Father and the will of his Father. Can you back that up for me this morning, Father? Sure, to your religious mind. Matthew 26, 39. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and he prayed. How long has it been since you've been on your face? I know we're on Facebook, but how long has it been since you've been on your face? If it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. The worship team doesn't even know that while they were going over the songs this morning, but I just want you to sense the urgency that this nation, the body of Christ within this nation, needs to recognize who the rock is. I just started screaming out back in that back corner, God help, Holy Spirit, show up. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face. Man, that's God on his face. That's God on his face. Man, I'll never get on my knees. Well, you're
You're proud and you're probably a hypocrite.
Man, dang. I told you. You want someone in your life who you can trust because they tell the truth. And prayed, saying, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will." See, I will people disobey. Maybe I just need to give you two this morning and come back. Because I don't want to. The anointing never bores. But the anointing isn't for the flesh, it's for the spirit. Did you all know that? So if you're here in the flesh, can we get through this? Keep building. Keep building. The storms are coming, and if that's all you have, an illusion, and the camera's on me, let me do my thing right now. Wow, what I want to know is, who are you? Are you connected to the rock of ages? Am I walking in the anointing because I am connected to the rock of ages? Let me say it again. When I say I will not, I am a disobedient person. Jesus said, "I will," not because everybody was on his side. He said, "I will," because he was submitted and obedient to his Father. That's the rock. That's the rock. Come on, church. That's the rock. That's the rock. But he's not only our refuge, and not only is he our obedient example. Listen, the rock, and we sang about this. The rock is Christ. And he gives credit to a person who had great influence in his life. Are you with me this morning? Dr. Martin Luther King was influenced by Mahatma Gandhi over in India. But ultimately, he constantly was looking up to the Father and his relationship with God and his concern for people in all walks of life. Christ is the rock. Not Gandhi, not King, not Ronald Reagan, not Barack Obama, not anybody in the Middle East, not Muhammad. Christ is the rock. Christ is the rock. Listen, Luke 2:11 says, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." In Matthew 16:16, a person who had his speech was definitely in need of repair. Simon Peter even could answer and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Listen, just because you understand intellectually, that doesn't mean that you're experiencing it. I want this thing to transfer today where you lock in and latch onto the rock of ages so that you will be able to handle any storm that comes your way. When Jesus was standing before all of those high and mighty people, can you imagine God? You would think they had the power, but he had the power. Jesus had the power, but listen, Jesus remained silent. I was telling somebody, Miss Slaughter, an educator this morning, and I said, you know what? In 05, when my dad said it, I heard it, but I didn't get it. I know you're listening this morning, but I don't know if you're going to get this or not. He said to me, "You're going to need to learn to go quietly." In 06, he went home. It's been a process, but boy, now more than ever, I see how important it is to really go quietly. Just because people are talking, you can be like Jesus. Be silent. But Jesus remained silent. Then the high priest, really, the high priest, really, really, and Jesus Christ is the high priest. He's the great intercessor. Then the high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Really? Can't you see the arrogance of man? Not back in Bible times, right now. Wow. What a God that he could be. He was God. What a representation of the Father. There stood Jesus. Man, he could have zapped that guy. He could have tasered him so fast. And he didn't do anything. Well, last. We're almost there. And then we're going to have a time of incredible worship. And I'm going to invite whoever wants to just come and make a commitment. Man, fasten me to the rock. Fasten me to the rock. We're going to close the service by singing together, "The Rock Won't Move." I like to watch what you're like when everything's going against you. It's not time to watch you when everything's rolling your way. I want to watch when everything's going the other way. That's when I know if it's sand or if it's rock. Whew. Here it is. Ready? Let's see what we've done so far. The rock is our refuge. He's our obedient role model. He is the Christ. And of course, he's the King. Quickly. 1 Timothy 6:15 says, which he will bring about at the proper time. There it is again. It's my time, not your time, God. I want Marcia healed now. In Jesus' name, be healed. Okay, big shot. They're everywhere out there. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And then Revelation 17:14. For those of you that are not soldiers of the cross, sorry, these will wage war against the Lamb. Do you understand there's a great battle coming? If you're a pacifist, I'm not sure you're anchored right. We need more Martin Luther Kings who are willing to stand up and speak out on issues. Oh, you're afraid to die? Then you're not ready. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he's Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. And of course, there was one other, but I want to just focus in on that last one. There was one other verse, but I'm going to pass. Hey, Dennis, I got a question for you. Out there in the world, how will I know someone who's anchored? Because I'm tired of listening. I'm acting like we're role-playing right now. And you come to me and you go, how will I know a person who's really anchored to the rock? Because I'm listening to everybody and it's like, yak, 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 yak. True or false? True. True. There are several students at our school. Man, as soon as they get off the bus, it's on. And I have to tell them every day, could you please shut your motor off. Not down. Just shut it off. Because it's just, yak, yak. Y'all okay with this? You act like I'm teaching something that's not relevant. Yak, 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 yak. And it's like, you're not saying anything. And you're just drawing juice off of other people. So, see, I don't even need the title name. I don't need any of that. Hey, Dennis. How do I know someone who is rock solid, who is anchored to the rock? You know, it's really important to be biblical. You do know that, right? Especially since the Antichrist is coming. You know he's coming. Well, the last verse I read says that they are faithful. I use that all the time. Years ago, my dad, and you can play some background music for a moment. Years ago, when my dad was training me in construction work, he always would go, did you get the level out? Did you get the level? That was my back talk. You all know back talk. People who are disobedient, back talk. People that are disobedient, back talk. I back talked all the time. I thought you got it. When you got the trowel out and you got all the hammer and all of that, I thought you got the level, son. And what's crazy is I tried everything I could to push his buttons. I never could find the right one. Son, just go back to the truck and get me the level. And then on my way, I say, man, he doesn't need that level. He's done this so long. He knows how to lay those blocks. He's got the string up. You know, I'm just yakking. Just yakking. And he's over there whistling. It's like, I'd like to throw this right at him.
Oh, it's pretty real in here right now, isn't it? It's real.
And I'd get the level and I'd bring it to him and he'd say, all right. And I knew why he did it, but it's like sometimes. He said, okay, just set it on this row right here. Let's check everything. Make sure we're plumb line. And I would say to him, yuck, 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 yuck. You already set the four corners to the foundation. All you got to do is just lay the block. You don't need the level. Yes, you do need the level. Yes, you do need the level. Yes, you do need the level. Because the level doesn't move. And it will show if I'm faithful or unfaithful. You're way off course already. What if the trumpet was to blow right now? How many are going to hear, well done, thou good and unfaithful? No, that's not what the level says. The level says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Boy, I used that the other day in a faculty meeting, and boy, it didn't go over very well. Because we don't want to be told that we're servants. But we are. And we're here to serve one another. That's part of our mission. That was brought out Wednesday night. We're here in our schools to serve students, not just say it's all about the kids. You know that's a lie. And I ain't scared. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this wasn't a 45-minute meeting with Jesus. These were moments around the throne that God is inviting us to anchor in, because there are storms coming to this nation. But you'll be okay if you know him as your refuge. You're going to be fine if you'll just follow his act of obedience. Your children are going to be safe and secure because they're going to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you're pointing them to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And every battle, he will already win for you. Let's pray.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.